News.
Well, you ready for news?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. So Jodie Sweetin injured her foot during rehearsal for Dancing with the Stars. Her and Keo Motesi are rehearsing for their next dance on Monday.
I thought you said hurt her butt.
Hurt her foot. He fell on her and it rolled her foot.
Oh, geez.
She's at the hospital, so we won't know exactly. Hopefully it'll just be like a tiny little sprain and she'll be fine for Monday.
Well, I hope she's all right.
I hope she's all right, too.
Okay.
Pamela Anderson has officially joined The Rock in his remake of Baywatch.
You knew that was
She will not be CJ. Maybe she'll be like CJ's like hot mom.
Yeah.
But she's definitely going to be in it. As you know, Hoff has already said, yeah, I'm going to be in it. But she has previously said, you know, in interviews when people go, will you ever do the Baywatch movie or reboot Baywatch? She goes, well, first off, I'll believe it when I see it. And people have been saying they're going to make one for the past 15 years. So, hey, she believed it, and now she's in it.
So if she's not going to be, I wonder if she's not going to be CJ, is The Rock doing it with all the same character names?
Yeah, it's an actual remake. It's Zac Efron is David Hasselhoff, whatever his name was.
Oh.
The girl that they have as CJ is CJ.
I get
and
it.
And then whoever all the other ones were.
So they're not, I thought they were just like, here's a Baywatch reboot, but they're all different names, but it's like whatever that Baywatch is, a lifeguard, their life per whatever they are of Malibu. Yeah. I thought it was just basically, you know, 20 years later, all of a different group of people.
No, it's
like Melrose Place.
Yeah.
When they did the reboot, it was a different group of people, but it was Melrose Place.
90210 did the same thing.
Yeah.
Dallas and all.
I didn't know it was just going to be like, this is CJ, this person. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, whoever, what their names were, they're keeping names. It's just different people. Just no one wants to see, I guess, cat-faced Pamela Anderson and old David Hasselhoff on the beach.
Well, you wouldn't, I'm not saying you would do that, but you would do new characters.
I know
part
you're
of it, the Baywatch franchise. So it would be Baywatch. It would be the outfits. But it's like, you know, 30 years later. So you have Pamela Anderson show up and she's like, I remember when I used to be on this beach 25 years ago. Oh, really? Yeah. I was one of the greatest life preservers, save whatever the fuck they are. Same
Whoa.
Thing. Oh, sorry.
Jesus, getting a little too excited, are we?
Sorry. Because I keep preservers, lifesavers, lifeguards, whatever it is. I just assumed it would be like Dallas. When they did remake of Dallas, there wasn't J.R. Ewing. All right, that's my 2 cents, whatever it's worth.
All right, so MTV is bringing back all kinds of shows because now they're bringing back Unplugged. Remember Unplugged? Nirvana, acoustic, Pearl Jam, acoustic.
Yeah,
Unplugged was a really big deal back in the 90s. So they're bringing that back, and they're also going to add a show called Wonderland, which is live music and comedy. But Unplugged is a big thing, considering that they're trying to change their platform into live music. But I don't know how that's going to be. I mean, it's not the same whenever you listen to, you know, Nirvana Unplugged and whoever else. Nirvana was like the big one, so.
Yeah, and plus, back then, people didn't do that. Now, they all do it.
Yeah.
Back then, you rarely had bands doing an acoustic set.
Exactly.
But after they did the whole Unplugged thing and bands started doing that, everybody did it. Like, everybody will go and do it. You know who actually made that real popular? And it doesn't really get credit for it. Howard Stern. Because he would have bands come on. And he would have them do an acoustic set.
Mm.
So then the most famous one that they then actually performed it acoustic because it was so popular was Grohl went on there and did Everlong acoustic. And that became one of the biggest, like Everlong was already popular, but he did the acoustic version on Stern Show, and it blew up, and it was monstrous.
Yeah.
And people would play it, and that made the song even bigger than it was. And now, a lot of times when they play on the radio, it's the acoustic version.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so this next story has been updated, but Prince's autopsy was done today. It is completed. Now, who knows if we'll know the results. They are speculating that since everything's still under investigation, they may not release it, but we will find out this afternoon if they do or not on Prince's autopsy. But his autopsy has been done. His ex-wife has spoken out saying that she is with their son.
Oh, I didn't know he had kids.
He had a son that passed away many moons ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know
and
that
now
either.
She is in talks of possibly, maybe, but maybe it's true, maybe it will actually doing a school in honor of his name, Prince Rogers Nelson.
Wow. I didn't know he had a kid.
No one knew. That's how personal he is. I'm telling you, everyone, the guy lived in Minnesota. That is more dissolved, more detached from the society that we live in out here in California.
Society that we live in.
In California, where we know everything about everybody, and one person we don't know anything about is Prince. I mean, even though Kid Rock and Eminem live in Detroit, we still know everything about their lives.
Yeah.
Like every single detail about their lives.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret.
Uh-oh. That's your favorite store.
Yes, it is. But sad news for Victoria's Secret. Uh-oh. After 2016, they will no longer have a swimwear line. They're going to focus with pink and move to an activewear, more focus on the activewear with like their yoga pants, their sports bras, their whatever they have, yoga mats.
Yoga mats.
I don't know. Whatever. No, leave me alone. But yeah, so no more bikinis, and I'm very upset about that, even though I have like a couple. But it's okay. I don't want to spend $80 on a bathing suit. That's just me.
Okay.
Sports news. James Harden and the Houston Rockets beat the Warriors last night.
Whoa.
97-96 in game 3, making the series 2-1. They're still the Was Warriors it? Are still without Curry, Steph Curry. He's still out. No word on when he'll be back. But James Harden had a really good game. He had 35 points last night.
It must have been in Houston, right?
They are in Houston. And Sunday's game 4 in Houston as well.
Yeah.
All right, so Jared Goff and Carson Wentz have finished their visit in L.A. this week with the Rams. There is a debate going on between the two quarterbacks. They got to hang out with all the Rams officials, dinner, meeting with coaches, and all that fun stuff.
I think Goff's going to go to L.A.,
That'd be nice. He can stay in Cali.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to go to LA. And I hope he isn't a bust, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Hope he's not a Ryan Leaf.
Or Johnny Manziel.
No. Well, Manziel didn't go number one. I'm just thinking of guys that went number one.
I get what you're saying.
You know, like Ryan Leaf was like one or two. I think he was either two or he was one. I think him and Peyton came out at the same time. One was one, one was two. I think they came up, but Leaf was a you know, the pick that was a bust. Tim Couch, I think, was in that range. There's a couple of the ones like that were just busts. But Brady Quinn, a couple guys that are in that, you know, those first round busts. Manziel, I see. I don't think people really expect. I mean, remember that was the debate. Was he really that good?
Yeah, true.
Like people weren't saying that Manziel was going to be the correct. People, golf has got that talk like Ryan Leaf did and a couple of these other guys where it's like he's going to be the greatest.
Well, so, same for
Brady Quinn was supposed to be the greatest.
Well, same for Mariota and Winston.
Well, they paid off.
I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, they didn't turn out like a Andrew Luck or they didn't turn out like a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning.
What? What do you mean? Who? Winston and
yeah, they did. Mariota. I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
But Tom Brady didn't play for 4 years.
Okay, Andrew Luck.
All right.
Andrew Luck is a really good quarterback.
I think Mariota or Winston were just as good as Andrew Luck in Andrew Luck's first year. Remember, Andrew Luck has been playing for a few years.
I know.
Those kids, that was their first year. They played pretty good for their first year. Better than a lot of quarterbacks that have been playing for multiple years. They played all right. Mariota did real good for a rookie. Mm. If you compare him to Andrew Luck or...
I just expected more from at least Winston.
Yeah, but their teams are garbage. You know, Luck, we went to Indianapolis. He basically just jumped into Peyton Manning. They were still a really good team.
Yeah.
He just jumped right into Peyton Manning's old job. But they were still a real good team. When the hell has the Buccaneers been good?
True.
When the hell have the Titans been good?
Yeah.
They haven't been good for years. Andrew, it's same thing with the kid with the car, with the Raiders. He did really good. The Raiders have sucked for now. If Carr was with a Broncos, come on, you put Carr on the Broncos, they would have won the Super Bowl. Broncos would have won the Super Bowl with Carr, just as they did with
Manning.
Old Peyton and Osweiler. So hopefully these kids will be like Winston and them. Let's do it this way, hon. A bust. You're young, so you don't. There was a guy by the name of he was at the Raiders. I met him, and he came out of the draft and was the big talk.
Matt Schaub? No.
No, he was a black kid. He went in the first round. I don't remember his name now. But he was one of the guys that was supposed to be one of the best. And his first year, beyond horrible. Vince Young was not exactly good. Texas, the kid from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Leiner was not exactly – I mean, there's guys. Hopefully, once these kids – won't be like Matt Leiner. Matt Leiner was a big fart. He was a big, giant fart. I mean, that's a kid who was part of a national championship.
Yeah.
And he was horrible. Horrible. Sanchez. Pretty horrible.
Bradford was like this. And he kind of just stayed in the middle, and then all of a sudden he just went like.
Well, he got hurt. Like his first year, he did good, but then he got hurt, and he's never been able to recover. It's like he just, I don't know, he blew it, but.
Blew it.
Yeah. Oh, what was the kid?
Everything's purple. Well, I got three more.
Jamarcus
stories.
Russell.
Oh yeah, I remember
his name
that
is Jamarcus
guy.
Russell.
Remember that
first
guy.
Round pick.
Yeah.
I think he was even. He either came out with Roethlisberger. He came out with a crop of guys.
Mm-hmm. I think he came out in the Eli era.
A year or two either. He came out a year or two after. Yes, it was that era. It was the era that I actually was collecting cards. So, and I lived in Northridge at the time. I remember watching the draft. I remember laying in bed. Another guy was a guy named J.P. Lossman, who the Buffalo Bills drafted. Horrible. Big fart.
We're going to have to talk after this show because something just popped in my head and I don't want...
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Jake Arrieta from the Chicago Cubs threw his second no-hitter in his career, and the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 16-0.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Right on. I've seen these.
Arrieta, I always... Arrieta is a really good pitcher.
No, I didn't see the kid's name, but I've seen someone through a no-hitter last night. So
like, he is really, really good. Like, every season, there's always, like, I always hear good things about him.
No-hitter's tough.
Especially having the second.
Yeah. It's hard to get one.
You have to be a really – you have to, like,
there's pitchers,
really good.
There's pitchers that are in the Hall of Fame and that are regarded as – one of the greatest, mm-hmm. They've never had no-hitters. I mean, no-hitter is tough.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of like winning the Super Bowl. You got quarterbacks like Jim Kelly,
yeah.
Dan Marino, guys that are in the Hall of Fame, and they've never won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And then you got quarterbacks like Brady and Montana who've got...
four, five.
Yeah, and they're like, well, yeah, super, it's nothing.
Troy Aikman, you know.
But then you got, you know... Marino, the guy's one of the greatest to ever play. Got all the records,
yep.
And he's never won a Super Bowl.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is back practicing after having his two surgeries.
It's be interesting.
But no word on when he'll return because he's still healing, still recovering, still has that process to go. I mean, you go under two surgeries because your back and neck are all jacked up. But yeah, so. Maybe he'll be back this summer. Maybe he'll be back during the fall or the next season,
he's
like
done.
Start practicing.
You want to know when he's going to be having a revitalization? The senior tour. See, golf's got a senior tour.
I know.
And it's real. It's like really successful,
yeah.
And they make really good money because it's all these names that were monsters, and
yeah.
Then when Tiger came along. These guys, you know, Greg Norman, Lee Trevino,
yeah.
Arnold Palmer. So all these guys shifted and then went to the senior tour. And the senior tour was just as popular as the regular tour because you had these names that people grew up with. So I think the new senior tour will be really big because you'll have people like Tiger Woods, that other guy that him and Tiger were competing, he's getting up there in age.
I don't know any of their names.
And he was he got jammed up for gambling and stuff. I can't remember his name, but he's getting up there in age. Those guys will be on the senior tour, and Tiger Woods will tear up the senior tour.
Yeah,
he'll tear it up.
I have one more story.
All right,
Rico Gathers. He is a college basketball player.
Oh.
He's 6'7", 276 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, back in middle school, convinced him that stop playing football because
mm-hmm.
it will wear and tear your body
mm-hmm.
and play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he did exactly that. And now he, Rico Gathers, is trading in basketball to join the NFL draft as a tight end. And
oh,
he's been practicing for
okay.
it.
Okay.
He,
kind of neat.
He says that, you know, he has the perfect body for it.
Oh.
He has the perfect shape for it.
Oh.
He has, you know, he's strong
oh.
because he isn't wear and teared like his brother said he would
mm-hmm.
be. And whenever he did leave, you know, the football
mm-hmm.
thing in middle school, everyone's like, you are crazy. Like, you can be a really big deal. And he's like, and people would coaches from his schools would be asking his brother, why would you convince him to do that? He's like, because it would wear and tear his body. Well, now he's going to try and do the NFL draft. He's pulling the Antonio Gates route because Antonio Gates did it. He said he wasn't going to do the Jimmy Graham, where Jimmy Graham played 1 year of college and then went to the NFL draft. But it's going to be Antonio Gates, which I didn't know Antonio Gates didn't play college football.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. All right. Well,
so
that was
go,
a
Rico. Baylor Bear baby.
Well, that was a fabulous broadcast, yeah. Young cat.
We just won't use the story, or we'll have to get like a sensor if you cut.
We'll just
things.
Be a sensor. That's all.
Beep.
It'll just be a beep. Not a big deal. Beep.
My name is Katie.
Once we're in the radio station, they have the 5-second delay, and they just hit it, the dump button. Boop.
My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is the Rob Sicari Show. Go to the RobSicariShow.com. Catch up on all your favorite things, and we'll see you all. What's today?
Today's Friday.
We'll see you all Monday. Have a great weekend. Au revoir.